Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
If you have back pain, as millions upon millions of Americans do, some such severe that it keeps them out of work, what do you don't think of exercise as the way to cure your back pain, but really, some sorts of exercise, Pilates and yoga in general, you know, we all know about physical therapy. But if you weren't doing physical therapy and you have this back pain, could Pilates and yoga actually help you with that back pain? Could strengthening your core, and the core meaning the whole trunk, really help you with that back pain? It certainly can. My guest today is Dr. Michelle Olson. She's a professor of exercise physiology at Auburn University in Montgomery. Welcome to the show, Dr. Olson. So back pain, so common, so huge for so many reasons. Pilates or yoga? Which one would be better, or can we do both? Tell us.
Well, it's a great question. And as you know, yoga and Pilates continue to be very popular. Joseph Pilates, without knowing it, I mean, it was intuition on his part and just his interest in exercise and working actually with people who had disabilities. His program incorporates so much of the core. For example, the classic Pilates 100 exercise, where you have your legs diagonal, you're laying on the mat, face up, you're pumping your arms, doing the breathing cycles, where you have to keep your back stable and in neutral position and your abs tight. That is a fantastic exercise to do to strengthen your core. And because it's not a crunching style exercise, you're not crunching. You are on the mat with your head elevated, but your back is on the mat. That is a great way to strengthen the core, which will support your spine without flexing and bending and twisting your spine over and over and over again. So Pilates exercises that can be very back friendly and promote back health. Again, the classic 100. A few I've actually studied here and did some publications on at Auburn University Montgomery. We found that the Pilates, what's called the double leg stretch, which again, you're laying on the mat so your back is supported. You hold your knees, you lift your shoulders up, you tighten your abs, and then you straighten your legs and your arms out by your head. You take a nice inhale, exhale, and then ball up again, pull your knees up and in and hold your shins. That is also a wonderful exercise to really
You know what,
hit.
Dr. Olson? We used to do that in ballet class. So, like,
okay.
We would call it the V-sit, and, you know, and then sort of the accordion going in and out. And
right,
we used to
right.
have to do that in ballet class. So I think that so many of these combine so many different types of, you know, fitness moves, things that, you know, all different sports use, and they're so good for the core. So if somebody is doing those, and this is the most common thing I hear, so you're talking about the 100s, you're talking about this V-sit exercise, I always hear, but I feel my back when I do this.
It's probably
so what
because.
Do you tell
yeah,
them?
Yes, well, it's probably because what's happening is your abdominals, in particular, and we know that the abdominals are only part of the core. You made an excellent point at the beginning of this. The abdominals, though, if they are weak, they will fatigue early into doing any of these exercises. And what will happen is your back muscles then try to take over when you should be using your abdominal muscles. And that is an indication that it's simply an indication that your abdominals are not as strong as they should be. So then
what do you tell them?
Right. So instead of maybe doing the 100 for the whole 100 cycles, do 30 cycles. When you do the double leg stretch exercise, do 5 at a time and then rest. Now, you know, we'd mentioned yoga. The great thing about yoga is that in yoga we have a lot of planking style moves, you know, where you're face down. You can be on your hands and knees like a women's push-up position or hands and feet and holding that or dropping to your forearms like what we call the chaturanga move. Those are all wonderful planking exercises that also require your more of your core to work, your abdominal muscles, your glutes, your shoulder girdle, your low back muscles. And in order for your back to really have the appropriate support, it needs for all of those muscles to work together. So this is why we love planking. And again, yoga, having so many different styles of planks, can be an excellent way to help develop your core, to strengthen your
spine.
Now,
let me stop you there, because as we work on back strength and people feel back pain, and you said it means your abdominals have fatigued and your back kicks in. So for back pain that is arthritics, you know, stenosis, the catch-all term now for back problems, you know, some kind of nerve impingement, they feel their sciatic nerve going down their back, you know, or down their legs. All of these things down the back of their legs. The pain is unbearable, Dr. Olson, for some of these people. So we're doing planking, and they're going, you know, that hurts too much. Maybe we modify it. Will it strengthen enough to take away some of those, you know, some of those pains? And how long is enough? I hear people say they plank for 3 minutes. Well, if you're doing it for 3 minutes, shouldn't you do some other thing to progress it up a little?
Yes, absolutely.
That's two questions.
Yes. Now, the good thing about planking is that your back is straight and it's in neutral, and it's being held in that position. What's hard on the spine is twisting, turning, doing things like standing up, and you want to stretch your hamstrings, so you stand up and you bend over and touch your toes. No, that puts a lot of compression on the spine, the sciatic nerve. So if you think about standing and touching your toes compared to something like laying on a mat where your back is supported, or turning over and doing a plank where your back is long and straight. You can see just the difference there, how those moves that do come from Pilates and yoga are more spine friendly. You can start on your knees, hands and knees, and hold that position for 15 to 30 seconds. The spine researchers are indicating that probably most of us should be able to do a regular plank for about 90 seconds. There's really no reason to go beyond that. And you don't have to do 90 seconds all at once. You could do 30 seconds at one time, 30 seconds later, 30 seconds in the evening. The wonderful thing about Pilates and yoga also is the amount of stretching you get. And that can help alleviate some of the muscle tightness in, again, the lower legs, the gluteal areas, that can contribute to your, you know, sense of pain being increased in your back. Not every yoga move and not every Pilates move are, you know, the best for back pain. Pilates is a toolbox with a lot of tools. Yoga is a toolbox with a lot of tools. Some of the best tools are in those toolboxes. But if you're having back pain, you would want to be careful to avoid any moves, whether they come from Pilates or yoga, where you're doing a lot of twisting of the spine, crunching it over and over again, or doing stretches where you are standing and doing a lot of bending over. But yoga and Pilates offer so many things you can do on a mat where you're not bearing your weight and you're not standing up against gravity, that to get with a good trainer who can help you learn those kinds of Pilates and yoga exercises can definitely be productive in strengthening your core and alleviating back pain, whether it's from arthritis and bad discs or from fatigue or muscle strains and pains and aches that even young people get.
Absolutely, and that's what's so great is that you can combine these things, and so many fitness clubs today do, so you can find somebody who is certified and qualified to teach Pilates and or yoga, work with a personal trainer, do these back exercises because they will help your entire core. Remember, is your trunk, not just your abdominals, so strengthening those will help that back pain. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well and stay motivated.